Hello. Today I want to talk to you about how to have good doctrine. You've probably heard it said that Jesus is perfect theology. This is absolutely true. So the Old Covenant, the Old Testament is so beautiful. Jesus is concealed in the Old Testament. The law and the prophets all point to Jesus Christ. And we know that all scripture is God-breathed. Enabled for to be used for instruction and correction and building up the body of Christ. But we need to understand that the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, is to reveal Jesus Christ, that the Holy Spirit comes now and reveals all truth in Jesus Christ. Jesus himself told us that John the Baptist was the greatest of all the prophets, but least in the kingdom of heaven. Why is that? It's because now we have the indwelling, the promise of the Father, the baptism of the Holy Spirit that reveals us, leads us into all truth, that reveals Jesus Christ. We have Jesus. We can look to Jesus Christ and see the truth, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. For the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ reveals all truth. All truth is in it, is in him. And this is why John the Baptist was the greatest of all the prophets, but least in the kingdom of heaven, because now we have the Holy Spirit revealing Jesus Christ, who we can read and see how he walked on earth and know our Father God, God's true nature and character. So the Bible tells us that when Moses is read, when the Old Testament is read, a veil lies over our hearts. And only when we turn to Jesus Christ is that veil removed. So even the prophets, the greatest prophet in the Old Testament, Elijah, Ezekiel, all these men of God, they were still seeing God through a veil, the veil of the law of Moses. They were seeing God through a veil that is removed through Jesus Christ. So in John 1, it said that no one has ever seen God, the only God who is in the bosom of the Father, but he has now made himself known. How did he do that? Through Jesus Christ. So we know Moses and elders, they saw God. They ate with God. Daniel saw the Ancient of Days. Ezekiel, Elijah, they all saw and had visions of God. So what does it mean no one had ever seen God? No one had truly known God's true nature and character. They were seeing through that veil and that lens of the law, of judgment, of the taskmaster, really. And even today, we confuse the taskmaster with God's true nature and character. But John 1 tells us that now he has made himself known through Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us in John 14, he says, how can you say, show us the Father, Philip? Philip's like, they're like, show us the Father. He's like, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. Saint Jesus is the exact engraving of his imprint. He is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact engraving of his imprint. That's what Hebrews 1:3 tells us. Hebrews 10:7, it says, behold, I have come to do your will in the scroll of the book that is written of me. Jesus came and manifested the perfect will of God. He came and showed us God's nature and character. He came and showed us God's will. We can know God's will through Jesus Christ. We can know God's will now through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. This is a beautiful thing. God is love. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. We don't have to guess. We don't have to walk on eggshells around God. We don't have to guess who our God is. We can look at Jesus Christ. If you're wondering, is it God's will to heal me? Yes. He hates sickness. Sickness is an enemy to God. Jesus healed every single person who came to him, every single one. He never gave anyone sickness to teach them a lesson or used it for discipline. That is not Jesus. That is not, which means that is not God. That may be the law. The law brings death. The law of sin and death, the law kills, but the Spirit gives life. The Spirit reveals Jesus Christ. The Spirit heals and restores and blesses and provides. This is the nature and character of our God, that he is our Father, that God loves us so much more than any father or mother could love their child, that God loves us so much more than any husband could ever love their wife. So the question today is, Are you saying Jesus? When you think of God, when you think of the Father, are you thinking, oh man, I better get this right or I'm going to screw it up? Are you seeing Jesus Christ, the perfect image of God? He is God and he reveals God. He is perfect theology. Jesus is beautiful. He is love. He hung out with those who made grave mistakes and he didn't judge or condemn. He just came to them and loved them back to life. Jesus wants to love you back to life today. You can boldly enter the throne of grace through Jesus Christ today. Remember, Jesus is perfect theology, that you can hear God's voice now through the Holy Spirit, just like any prophet in the Old Testament, that Moses prayed that we would all be prophets, that we would know the heart of God, that we would know that we're loved. Paul prayed this, that you would know the height and depth and width and breadth and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. I pray today you would know how loved you are and truly know who your God is, revealed in the person and character and nature of Jesus Christ. God bless you.